Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts.
Welcome back.
This is episode 54, and this is going out to our friend, best friend,
BFFL.
Should we even name her name, though? Because we're about to go off.
No, unnamed, but if you follow us on social media, you know who it is.
That, and she knows who she is. But she had a little mishap that happened to her recently, and we just wanted to, you know, dedicate this episode out to her and let her know that she is worth it, and that
if you're worth it,
all right, Missy Elliott.
Okay, sorry.
And that she does, you know what? Let's just go off. The person that did this to her is a piece of shit. And a lot of women have to go through this, unfortunately, especially in their early, mid-20s, where guys, they just make up excuses just to be with someone, just to sleep with them, and then hit it and quit it.
Yeah, so this is dedicated to all those women, especially our friend out there.
Yeah, just remember that a lot of guys are a piece of shit.
Yeah, so basically, our friend got broken up with by a guy that just did not give a fuck about her feelings or anything, and we just wanted to give tips on how to give her breakups, and also I think tips on signs that you that a guy you're dating is a freaking asshole.
Yeah, and that a lot of women, they get into this like trance and they don't see the signs because they get so infatuated with the fact that someone's interested in it and that they're there and that they have someone, you know, to like cuddle with, and that they kind of get to feel that void.
Yeah.
Fill the void, not feel.
Fill.
But this happened to our friend, and that she thought that he was, you know, it, and that it was, you know, everything was fine, and she finally found that person. And we saw the signs, and that every time that she called, she would be in tears, or like he wasn't doing something, or something was off. And we would always say, hey, like, you deserve a lot better. Like, this isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we went out, she was crying about something that he did. And even my boyfriend was like, hey, you don't deserve this. And she still was like, no, no, I want you guys to see a better side of him. And it's kind of hard to sit there and see a better side when you see your best friend going through something and see her crying multiple times.
Yeah.
And you don't have any respect for that person.
And she's been through this with, like, another guy. It's a similar situation. So it was hard to see that back to back. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And they get to this point where they're blindsided completely. And they're just like, oh, I finally found this person. Mm-hmm. But then when you have friends on the outside that are like, no, no, no. You really need to sit there and evaluate what your friends are saying.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
It's hard because I know it's hard to hear it too, because you're like, no, you, because you're to your friends, you're like, you don't see him like I see him. But I agree, like, you just kind of, it's hard to get past that, like, what you're like, you don't, you're like, you haven't met him, you don't know. But even without meeting him,
yeah, and especially since if you have someone looking into it and there's something wrong, don't you think that would be a big sign?
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes, you know, men change. And the guy I was dating was very similar. Like, he turned to an asshole, kind of. And then he came out a new person somehow. But we had broke up twice, so that tells you something.
But I even told her, I said, when Amanda was first dating this guy, I saw her in tears. And I yelled at Josh.
Mm-hmm. We'll just name him out. Josh, come on.
We already know it's Josh. You talk about him every time. And this is the one person that she's been with for years, and eventually he did change, but I think in that case he was the exception of the rule.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start out, like, when you guys started out, he wasn't an asshole. It was just gradually over time something happened, and then I think he matured real quick and realized what he had, and now he's the person that he is now. But if you start out with someone who's an asshole and makes you cry within the first couple weeks that you're with him, that should be a giant red flag.
And this is like within less than a 6 month span. We won't put the actual month on there. Okay, it's a month. But, women, you don't deserve a guy that
your mascara is too expensive for you to have it run down your face multiple times.
So let's point out some signs that a man's an asshole.
Okay.
Number one, doesn't text you once throughout the day. If you text him good morning and good morning, maybe one more text throughout the day, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, especially first dating. You're traveling, yes, and you don't hear anything from him. Mm-hmm. Even if he gives the excuse, oh, I don't really like to text that much. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I at least need to know that you're okay, that you're alive.
Number two, bails on plans a lot.
Flaky. Ugh, the worst.
I feel like we're just pointing this guy out exactly what he did, but it's just the signs we saw.
Yeah. I mean, even when if they get drunk and they're a complete asshole, that's what I dealt with.
Yeah.
And they would say things to you. Because remember that drunk thoughts are what they're actually thinking. Drunk thoughts are always true thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And the man you were dating before this would always get drunk when we were in college together. And for some goddamn reason, he would be like, you know what? I fucking cheated on you just to let you know. And why the hell would you say that?
I don't know.
I was just like, fucking Brandon. Like, no. Sorry, we can bleep that.
No, we're not going to bleep sorry. It. He knows exactly who he is, and I'm sure he's listening to it.
Sorry, Brandon, but but you would do that. And it was just, I just didn't ever understand that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to cheat, like, I guess it's good to tell the person, but not when they're drinking emotional. But I
was
a stupid
one that would listen to that, and I would still stay with it.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, from that whole experience, I have learned so much that you learned self-worth. And that you're worth so much more than the asshole that you're with. Mm-hmm. You need to look back and reflect and be like, God, this is what I think I deserve?
Mm-hmm. You should never have someone that's making you cry. It should always be, like, someone that makes you laugh and happy.
I mean, there is going to be moments when you cry. There's always going to be moments. Yeah, but not all the time. No, absolutely not. And there's going to be moments when you argue. That is just something that loved ones do. You got to think, even, like, the most perfect couple that you see, they're gonna argue. There's always gonna be something that you guys don't agree on.
Mm-hmm. It's just that if it's a smaller disagreement versus like a big disagreement, like this instance, religion, or I don't know, like there's bigger things, like things that should be big red flags that you're like, okay, we don't agree. Like a big one when in our age now is like if someone doesn't know how to have kids.
Yeah.
Then if you want to have kids, then you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something we'll have to come across one day. But
yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of women, they just settle into this. And they're like, oh, you know, he can change. I can make him better. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we don't agree on this, but it'll get better over time. You got to really look at it and be like, is this something that's going to change over time with the whole religion thing? The thing that she, supposedly the reason why he broke up with her, but in my opinion, it was, there was multiple excuses in the mix, and it was kind of like, I just want to hit it and quit it.
Yeah, sorry. We're putting you on blast here. But we're just
not putting you on blast.
No, not blast.
It's an honest thing that we would tell you to your face.
And it's a learning experience for other women if they listen to this. Yeah. And men.
Yeah.
And men. So,
but I mean, a lot of guys are going to give you multiple excuses just to stay with you for a period of time, so that way they can't, if they're going to be like, oh, we should be together and be boyfriend and girlfriend really, really soon. Mm-hmm. And then be like, oh, I can see a future with you. They're doing that so that way they have tied you down and made you infatuated with them. And if they want to have sex with you, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't even have to work for it at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta make them work. Even if it's a month, hold them out.
Mm-hmm.
Hold them out.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when they tell you those things, you're like, oh man, that really makes me feel good. Like I'm gonna have sex with you. That's totally fine. Whereas if in the beginning you guys are just dating, you're like, oh, I'm gonna make him wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if he says those things, you're more open to have sex with that person.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why they say the things like that. In the first place.
That's why I think, I personally think that it's essential to be friends with them for maybe a little bit, like even 2 weeks, and then be like, oh, and hang out as friends. Like, don't do anything sexual. I guess if you kiss, whatever, but.
Well, the person that I'm dating now, I didn't kiss him for probably like a week or so.
Yeah.
And we just hung out.
But you really get to know them. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know.
And then we didn't have sex until probably at least 3 weeks.
I think that's reasonable.
Well, it's different now that I'm older and I've already had sex before. Mm-hmm. The previous relationship I was in was the first time I ever had sex. And that was 9 months until that happened. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
I made Josh wait. Sorry, if you're Josh's parents, just turn this off. I made Josh wait 2 years, so.
Yeah.
But he's the first person I ever slept with, so.
But I definitely think that sex is a big part of a relationship and that you do need to wait.
Yeah. Because
it's an intimate thing. It is an intimate thing, and you kind of want that connection with that person mm-hmm. versus being like, oh, let's just have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Especially drunk sex.
Yeah. It's so much easier to do it. I mean, even if you make them wait and drunk sex is the first sex, I guess that's fine. But yeah. don't let drunk sex be, like, the first week into it.
Yeah. And don't let every time you have sex be drunk sex.
Yeah. I guess I understand that, too. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Got a loogie. But I feel like, are there any more signs that we can point out that would help? I'm trying to think of, like, guys that are assholes. I guess if they're, like, weird about their phone. It's just, like, stuff that should be, like,
yeah,
101 asshole, but.
Weird about their phone. Won't let you even look over their shoulder. That's a big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I did experience with this past guy with her was when she called him finally and he finally picked up the phone, a girl answered the phone.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
And that means the friend's girl, but.
That, and if they don't get along with your friends, it's weird. Or they don't want to hang out with your friends is weird.
I would say that is, like, number one. Because if they don't get along with your friends, that's a huge sign.
Or if they don't want to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
That was a thing with my ex. He did not want to hang out with you guys.
Besides me.
Yeah. He would always, like, complain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, listen, like, my friends are my family. Like, mm-hmm. if you don't accept them, like, this isn't going to go down.
Yeah.
Especially towards the end.
Because then you're just, oh, because I've lost a lot of friends like that, and they're still with those fucking asshole people, and I've heard that they, like, hit them now and stuff, and there's nothing you can do because they got swallowed into that black hole of an asshole, and I'm sure he's cheating. I won't say her name, but I can just point her out that he's probably hitting her, and now she's, like, she went to school, and now she's just working at a restaurant waiting tables, working the same place he is because he can't trust her, even though she's never talked to another man in her entire life. I don't know. I just don't get that.
I just feel like women are always so invested in their men, and they always are like, what can I do to make everything mm-hmm. better? And then they're just not like that a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I don't understand how guys are programmed so much differently than women and why we're so compassionate and so willing to seriously give up our lives to make sure that they're happy.
I know. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of men will just be like, I cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how could you live like that?
I say, girls, women, do not forget your friends while you're dating. Even if, like, it's a good relationship, just don't forget about
because
your friends.
Because remember, they're always going to be there when that asshole mm-hmm. leaves you
mm-hmm. and if you're not there, and then if you just leave them like that, that's what happened to my one friend.
You don't have a support system,
and that's why you won't leave them, even if they're hitting you, like, you're like, well, I'm stuck with them, that's all I have.
And you always need friends there to be like, I can't believe he did blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's nothing too extreme, you always need someone there that you can, like, vent to. You'd be like, oh my god, mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe what he did today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nothing, like, too extreme. It's just you need someone there so that way they can be like, oh, girl, let's get a glass of wine and just sit down and just talk mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Yeah. Like, even if you're said, it's just something stupid and not a big deal. Like, yeah, you just need to vent.
Always need a vent. You always need friends. Mm-hmm. Never get too wrapped up in a guy. Because you know what? Honestly, it's not always guaranteed that they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks. You never know.
Until they put a ring on it and still you don't even know.
Still you have no idea. Oh, I thought of another one, but I can't even remember it now.
I don't know. I'm having brain fart syndrome over here. Too much coffee.
Too much coffee. Oh, I don't even remember at all.
Just remember you're worth it. This is going to be a very short episode, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of girls, when they do go through this situation, they're like, God, I'm not even good enough. God,
yes,
I'm not
and
even
you
pretty
freaking
enough.
Are!
God, I'm so fat. God, I can't believe, like, so many things go through your mind.
Which we've all thought those things. I remember I used to be like, oh, not good enough. I'm horrible. But it just didn't work out for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and always think that things happen for a reason. I'm the biggest advocate about mm-hmm. that. Like, if it doesn't work out, cry about it for like a day or two.
Yeah,
then move the fuck on.
Yeah.
Because that person didn't work out because someone else is there gonna either teach you another lesson or lead you to the right person.
Mm-hmm. And the best person you have is yourself.
And honestly, you can look back and be like, wow, that didn't work out, but look what I have now. Or mm-hmm. just like look back and be like, imagine if I was still with that person.
God, we all have that.
Mm-hmm. But remember like how you felt that next day after the breakup. You're like, God, I hated that feeling. But really, like, if I never went through that, imagine where I'd be right now. With him still?
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
It's bizarre. Breakups are, like, the weirdest things because it's, like, someone's in your life, like, a lot. And then all of a sudden, you just have to, like, completely cut it off. Because more likely, you can't be friends with an ex, but...
Absolutely not.
I only have had that happen once, and he's, like, a gay man now. Bisexual, but he leans towards men, so yeah. It's how it works.
But. Yeah, but I feel like even, it sucks to say it too, but a lot of the times men and women can't really be friends.
Because there's still that, like, sexual tension there?
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Yeah. Because that's what would always happen with Josh and I. We'd be like, let's hang out again. And then, you know.
Yeah, it's always, but I would never imagine myself doing that towards my exes, but I could see them doing that towards me.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I would never even want to hang out with them again. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big thing, though, too, is with women. They like, I guess I did it, but they always end up kind of falling back because that guy will text them when you're drunk, and then you'll be like, maybe I just go see them.
I would be
just
like...
Just don't do it if it's a bad guy.
If it's the person that broke up with you, this is my advice. Cry over them for, like, 2 days.
Mm.
Consult with your friends. Talk to your friends. You need your friends. You need that support system. Eat whatever junk food you want. That's fine. You got 2 days to eat ice cream or do whatever you want. Cry your eyes out.
As much ice cream as you want.
It's good. It's fine. Get the closure if you need closure. Ew. If you need to talk to them, go ahead. Do it. You got 48 hours to do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to take a day off of work, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. Take that vacation
day.
Justified. After that 48 hours, he needs to be deleted from your phone. He needs to be blocked from your phone. Every social media needs to be blocked. You need to delete him.
It's going
to
be hard, too, because you're going to want to unblock and look. Because
yep.
You're going to want to see if they're dating someone else.
But if they are, luckily, you have friends that can look for you. And then they can be like, oh, hey, look at this. And you're like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can always go back and look and be like, oh, that made me feel a lot better. But never re-add them. Never unblock them.
I did all these things.
Yeah, it's done. After 48 hours, you need to move on. Get the shop of ice cream, throw it away. It's gone now, because now it's just a crutch, and now it's just going to add pounds onto your ass. You had 48 hours to eat all the shit that you wanted.
The best thing you can do is get yourself to the gym, girl.
Yeah, get that revenge body.
Mm-hmm.
So next time he does see you, he says, oh, man, and be like, oh, man, well, I blocked your ass.
Yep. And look who I'm with now. It's someone, like, way better looking or better person. Yeah. Oh, man. Because, once you unblock them, it's not going to be good. Or drunk dial. I did all these things. Let me just tell you. It was not pretty. Or drunk dial their friend, like, your ex-boyfriend's
friend. Or just have, like, your friend needs to come and delete them if you haven't deleted them.
Or do this. Or put your ex-boyfriend's phone number in as, like, your friend's, but keep, like, the name there. So when you call them, you just call your friend. Like, oh my god, I miss you. Be like, oh yeah, hi. Your friend's always gonna be there.
Yeah.
Have your friends. It's like the most important. Or family, if you're close to your family.
Mm-hmm.
That way. Like, I know I would call my brother if something happened, so. Or sister, if you're listening, sister.
And remember that the reason that you broke up with that person, or the reason they broke up with you, is always going to be there. And that trying to get back together, this is different for Amanda's case, because they were long distance, so it was harder on you guys, right?
Yeah, we just had a lot of issues. We had a lot of issues, but we worked through it.
Yeah, a lot of issues, but I think majority of it was with the distance.
Distance, yeah, and when we first moved in, it was just hell on earth, but we made it through it.
Mm-hmm.
We just had to work those issues
out. I feel like sometimes that's an exception of the rule, where a lot of people, it didn't work out the first time, and it was toxic. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work out the second time.
Yeah.
My boyfriend now always says exes are exes for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep that in the back of your mind. And you know, if my brother listens to this, I need you to remember that too.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys get back together, just be like cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Be very cautious. I feel like if you give it a second time, you can, but...
But it's never going to be the same.
Yeah, you're always going to remember that breakup.
Yeah. it's always going to be in the back of your mind. And when you get drunk together and get mad at each other, those will come right back up and will create another argument, and you most likely will break up yet again.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very much an exception to the rule, so I won't put my instance on there, but yeah, definitely keep those in the back of your mind. Don't stay with a cheater. I feel like that's number, like, we didn't have any cheating going on in our relationship, and I feel like that might have helped a lot, but
yeah, I mean, if they cheated on you once, they're gonna cheat on you again.
Totally. I think that's all we gotta say.
That's all I gotta say. If they're shady, get them out of your life.
If you need any more advice, just, you know, follow us on all the social medias. Link down below.
I don't need no shame.
And, yeah. And, women, you're worth it. Men, you're also worth it. Just don't treat us like assholes.
Yeah, can you just not do that? Like, we're over it. There's tons of memes on the internet because you're assholes majority of the time.
And do not break up with a girl over text message. Oh, and yeah, women to men as well. Fuck you if you do that. I fucking can't. Oh, that makes me so mad. Anyway, sorry.
Well, the last boyfriend I had, I said I was going to break up with him, then I called him.
Yep. You guys, at least give him a phone call. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was it. Thanks for listening to Not So Sober Thoughts. Remember the person that we dedicated this to. We love you. You're worth it. And I hope you're really taking this to heart. Mm-hmm. And my Dita also told you a lot of good advice, too. So take it.
Yeah. Oh, and also, sorry, go follow Back to the Future podcast. Okay. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right.
Bye.
Lady, shut up.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?
Lady, shut up!